Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you realize this is Labor Day weekend?
Well, I do. Now that you just said so, yeah.
And now that I mentioned it, it's time to play. Nobody's going to work this weekend.
No.
I mean, you know, and the little children are saying, you know, we always do something special.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm racking my brain. What do you think would be special enough to do for Labor Day weekend?
What are they saying?
Well, they love to go see the safari animals. That's what we've done lots of years.
Yeah.
They love those. And, you know, we drive along and the animals come up and, you know, the zebras come up, the giraffes come. The giraffe, if you remember, puts his head in and you know, licks everybody. Yeah. I mean, he's got a long tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got so many different animals, you know.
I know it.
And, the hippopotamus, the rhino. The rhino's at the very end of the deal. And they've got them in a big, solid, fenced area.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get too close to that rhino.
No, they'll eat people, I'm sure.
That's right. But they have every kind of deer, every kind of wild animal there is, and they all want to get a few nibbies. So we always take some nibbies and throw it out to them. I mean, you know.
It's fun. I mean, you know, it's especially when, like you were saying, with the giraffes, they start, you know, sticking their head in there, and that tongue, it's gigantic. I've never seen such a big tongue, and it's almost like...
It's the longest tongue in the world.
I got to wrap itself around your head and, like, suffocate you. It kind of scares me. It's intimidating.
And then we go and see the dinosaur tracks.
Oh.
You know, those are over there on the river.
Yeah.
Where all the dinosaurs used to come in. And a lot of those footprints, as you know, are still there.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's real nice. And then you can go wading, and they've got this big creek deal, you know, where you can wade, and they like that.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few things to do.
There is. There's a ton of things to do. And, you know, when you have a long weekend, it's the last official, the unofficial end of summer or something like that?
That's right. And, you know, you don't wear white.
No.
After Labor Day.
No. What happens if
you do? People do it nowadays. Nowadays, people don't care. They just don't care.
What was the consequence for that? I remember people saying it all the time, but I don't know what happens.
Well, it was always that the women were really out of line if they wore white, you know, after Labor Day. It was just a no-no. If you were in the know, you didn't do things like that.
No.
But now we see these young girls, and they don't really care.
They,
you know,
don't.
They'll have on white afterwards, and just like it's summer.
Yeah, and I guess nothing bad happened to them, so I guess it's okay.
You know, so, maybe not. I mean,
I don't know, but at least so far, everybody's okay from what I know.
And there's no fashion consciousness with girls.
No.
You know, nowadays they just wear what they want to wear.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, most people don't really, you know, I mean, look at people that, you know, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people, they work in an office, and, you know, after all the COVID and people worked from home and did whatever, and, you know, people went back to work, and I don't think we've ever gotten a sense of, you know, hey, let's wear suits and let's, you know, do those kinds of things that we used to. And now people wear, you know, sweatpants everywhere. People go out, you know, to even to a work function, you know, looking like it's a Saturday and they're going out to the club.
You know, lawyers now wear a suit jacket with their tennis shoes.
Yes.
And that is unheard of. In modern times, I mean, they always had their suit, their tie. They don't even have a tie on now unless they're in court. And they wear their Levi's, their long jacket. And there they are with the tennis on.
Yeah. It's almost like they're going out to the bar on Saturday.
Or they're going out to the baseball game.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe the rodeo. Maybe they're going to the rodeo.
Oh, that might be.
You know.
Yeah. They got confused where the destination is.
Or the Saturday night dances, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know where they're going.
No, you have no idea anymore. You know, you'd see somebody, you know, drive into a place and they're wearing a suit. You know, you think, okay, well, they've been at work or something. Now you can't tell. You have no idea.
No, it's not like it used to be.
No, I guess it just doesn't matter anymore. Nobody really cares.
It doesn't.
So, I don't know if that's good or bad. You know,
it's an unusual world. Let's put it that way.
It is unusual, that's for sure. But yeah, I had forgotten that it was Labor Day weekend. I don't know why, but I remember, you know, like yesterday afternoon, especially, I'd see less and less people. I'm like, where is everybody going? And nobody once said anything about, hey, it's a long weekend, you know, leave early. Nope, nobody said anything like that.
And if you don't leave early, you cannot. You have to just get in the crawl lane. And everything's crawling alone.
Yeah.
Going out of town. Everybody's leaving town. Remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got to go someplace and do something fun. But I mean, it's a great weekend to do it. So, you know, and it's not like, you know, next weekend, all of a sudden everything stops and it's just like, you know, oh, the weather's going to be terrible and, you know, there's no more, you're not allowed to do anything. It's still going to be nice, but, you know, it's a 3-day weekend. And then once we hit Labor Day, now we're all into the fall spices and then we start thinking
about. Can you imagine that it's fall? I mean, the year has gone so fast.
I know it.
And now I'm seeing all the advertisements for pumpkin muffins and with cheesecake inside.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pumpkin and cheesecake muffins.
Really? Oh, now
yes.
That's fancy.
Everybody's, they're doing fancy. They're doing a lot of pumpkin muffins all of a sudden.
I didn't know.
Everybody's
that was
getting
a thing.
Ready.
Wow. Now, I got to look into that. I hadn't seen that yet.
You need to look into it because all the bakeries are doing it. And these cooks that do all these special things are doing a lot of muffins that you and I never heard of.
Wow. Last I knew, you had your chocolate chip, your blueberry, and that was pretty much about it. And now...
Oh, no. It's come a long way.
My word. Apparently, I haven't kept up with the times very well.
Yes. And then some of them have the strawberries inside.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of really good things out there. When you come to muffins.
Oh, my word. I didn't know. No clue. Well, geez. Have you had any? Are they good?
You can get
they
them
sound
with chocolate
good.
Inside.
Really?
Yes, good chocolate. They put a lot of chocolate in there and bake it.
Now, I would have never thought about that, but I have seen some people make things with chocolate and pumpkin together in the last couple weeks, and I didn't know that was a thing. Maybe it always has been, and I just didn't know.
I don't know, but they're coming up with all kinds of new things, and they're selling like hotcakes.
Wow. Oh.
And that's at your custom bakeries that have come up with all this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, they're coming up with, you know, neat flavors. And then, oh, and then that reminds me, then you got, you know, fair and festival season, you know, and that's where you go, you know, down the thing and try all the new things that people are introducing at the fair and all those neat
combinations. It's not long till the fair.
I know
it. We'll be getting into the fair food and we'll see what the winners are this year. Because remember, these people have been out trying their new recipes to try to get into the state fair. As a regular.
Yeah.
And there'll be 10 people that will probably get the nod. We don't know who they are and what they're bringing forth this year. But they always have some things I never heard of.
Yeah. I cannot wait for that. That's one of my favorite times of the year because people put so many things together that I would never put two ingredients that they do together. I would never even think about it. And then, you know, once they do all the trickery that they do to it, then it just sounds like it's just absolutely amazing. It's like over the top. And it seems like every year it has to get more sensational to top the year before.
It does, and it has to be unusual.
Yeah.
It can't be just something you thought up overnight. It's got to be some recipes that these people spent all year working on to get it just right for the competition.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be. And so, you know, it's just it's crazy how people even come up with these things. You know, I sit there in the kitchen and if I took a whole bunch of ingredients and I said, OK, what can I make with this? I got nothing. So people are creative.
You do not have an imagination.
I don't.
You have to have an imagination like a child.
Yeah, clearly.
You know, they have no hangups. They would put anything together.
Yeah. Now, the only thing I haven't tried and I don't know that I even want to is deep fried butter. I don't know if I can do that. It sounds a bit much.
I've seen it, but I don't know how it tastes.
Yeah. I don't either. Now, that's one of the things that I'd probably like, ooh, I don't know. But, boy, I can't wait till you have the list of
who the winners are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love pie. And, you know, it seems like I never get over to the pie place until, you know, October to get some of those wonderful pies. They have every kind of pie in the world.
I know it.
And as much as I like them, I don't have time to go by and get me some samples, because they make the little small pies that are just right.
Samples just are right. The best.
I mean, you know, they've got them, and I just don't get over there to get them until, you know, in October.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
You need to carve that out, because that's a priority, I think, for every year. Yeah.
And all these new bakeries, you know, are doing all this, and they're putting it online, and you can look right there and decide what you want.
Really?
It's a modern world.
Where have I been all these years?
I don't know, but you're missing out. You're way behind.
Apparently so.
Because they've got sample after sample for us.
Yeah. And I love samples. I love to try different neat things that they put together. And, I mean, when it comes to pie, I'm like, okay, you got apple, pumpkin, cherry, pecan, blueberry, and that's about it. But they're doing all kinds of things now that I didn't know. And
that you didn't even know they could do.
No, I had no idea.
And stuffing all the muffins with different things is the greatest thing on earth.
I mean,
because when that thing rises and you break it apart, oh my gosh,
oh my
it's got
word.
All this wonderful stuff inside.
It
and
sounds.
I think the cheesecake is over the top.
Oh my word, I'm sure.
I can't wait to have one of those cheesecake muffins.
It kind of reminds me of like a donut that has like the jam in the middle, except maybe better in muffin form.
I think so.
Wow.
And I'll bet they make one with banana pudding inside.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
See,
oh my gosh.
Now I got a lot of catching up to do, because I didn't know muffins were even stuffed with anything. And so now you're throwing out flavors.
Yeah. They're stuffing them with everything in the world now. There's not even just old plain muffins. These are gourmet muffins.
Oh, boy.
Gourmet.
See, I don't usually go buy muffins. I'm usually like, okay, let's get a cake or, you know, a pie or, you know, something like ice cream. Always, you know, great. But, boy, if they've got stuffed muffins, I'm missing out on something intense.
You're missing out, because this is the latest thing. You get your muffin stuffed with all the goodies, and you break that apart. It's hot and warm, and it is delicious.
I can imagine.
Delicious.
Oh, wow. A nice warm muffin with some pumpkin cheesecake in it. Oh, goodness gracious. I may tip over right now. Wow.
I mean, you can't just have one.
No. No, it's like
donuts.
I mean,
you got to have two of those.
Yeah.
You know.
I can see me having a little sample or getting one and then going back for a box and then even until I explode.
Yes. I dropped those others. I need some more.
It's a whole new world for me.
It is.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, everybody's doing it, and the bakeries are really into it now.
Wow. I didn't know. When I go to the store, I always make a beeline for what I know and what I like. I don't even look at anything else. And maybe I should stop and smell the muffins sometime. And
You better stop and say, what is your muffin stuffed with?
Yeah, I didn't know. I've never been a muffin person, you know, because it's a muffin and, you know, whatever. It's a hunk of bread. But boy, now I think muffins that are stuffed might be my new favorite. I didn't know.
I think it is my favorite. I don't want to go back to a plain muffin after this.
Oh, I'm sure. You can't now. I mean,
no, I cannot go back. I'm going forward and try every one of them.
Golly, you've seen
the
light.
Okay, give me one of every kind you've done.
Yeah. And then go back and say, give me another one of every kind that you've done. I can see me getting addicted to these. I didn't.
And I would be waddling out the door, too.
You may have to call an ambulance.
That's right. Call for a tow truck.
Yeah. Somebody come pick me up. I'm
I'm too heavy to drive.
Yeah. I can't go anywhere. I'm stuck here.
Oh, that's
wow.
Right.
Oh, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I feel like I learn something new every Saturday. It has nothing to do with anything except, you know, where's my cultural bone in my body? I don't experience.
Well, you need to learn something new every day.
I do.
It keeps you from getting out of sorts and old. I mean, you don't want the world to pass you by.
No, I don't. I don't. And you know how much I love food and fall food and all that.
I know you do.
Wow, you've opened my
eyes. I know
eyes.
How much you love candy.
Oh, yes.
These muffins, some of them are just about like that.
Oh, they sound like a big, fluffy hunk of candy.
Yes.
That's what they do. Wow. All right. So we better talk about money or somebody will call you and say something.
They will. They'll say, you've had too much fun and you're not being serious.
I know. We need to get serious. Let's get serious for a moment. Very serious.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. You know, I told you we'd had $5 million in maturities this month.
Golly.
And the last one that just came in, the Brown policy, we've got that in the bank. People were worried about it. They were calling me. I had a lot of calls on it. And Thursday, it showed up in everybody's bank account. They made 28%, so they're good to go. That was $1 million policy.
Wow.
So they made good money on that one. So, you know, they're good to go. And then since then, we've had one other one. It's a small one, but it matured also. And the name on it is Arizo.
Okay.
And so it has come in. It's a $250,000 policy. So everybody, that'll be in their bank accounts in probably 3 weeks. And, you know, it took longer on Brown than it usually does. We had trouble getting the death certificate. It's why it took so long. And then when it got to RealStar, the insurance company, they held it up for a couple of weeks.
Jeez.
Maybe even longer than that. We couldn't imagine what their problem was. But they finally got that $1 million sent out, and it's now in everybody's bank account. You know, which is a good thing. They were just all worried about it.
So
and
that's...
we've got a lot of policies coming. I think that we'll be in good shape. We've got a lot of new clients, by the way. Had
really?
A lot of new clients sign up this week for annuities. Had a lot sign up for life settlements. We've opened quite a few new accounts. We've been really busy. So we've got a lot of younger people. You know, have come and invested their money. And so then we got them signed up, got them new accounts at Nevada Trust, though they're ready to go. The annuity clients, this is all retirement money that people brought Roths over, IRAs over, all kinds of accounts. So we've got that signed up. They got the 14% bonus, and we'll see how that goes. They should make pretty good money. And we've got some other good annuities coming. One has got a 40% basis point over the next 10 years.
Really?
So, yes. And it's a company we don't usually recommend, but they've got some really good things happening. They're a big company like the other one, and they've got, they don't have the bonus, but they've got this up deal. This 40% paid over, you know, 10 years. So that looks to me like that would make them a lot of money. So we've got a couple things happening that I think people are going to really like. It's going to make them some money.
What is that? Is it kind of like a bonus, or how does that work?
It's a bump. They call it a bump. And it's on your earnings over a 10-year period.
And it's so, 40%.
You get this additional, yes, it looks like it to me. If I'm reading it right.
Wow. I mean, that's,
yeah.
Wow.
It's over a 10-year period that you get this bump up on your earnings. Instead of a bonus, it's a bump up.
But it seems like it's like huge. I mean, it's a gigantic.
I think it would be. And I'm going to go back and add it up and be sure I understand it. But I believe that's right.
Why? And that's a new. Is it?
It's over a 10-year period.
Man, that just sounds fantastic. Is this a new thing, or is this?
It's something I've never heard of giving that before.
Really?
And they're really touting it pretty high.
Wow.
So I've got to read all about it, be sure I'm right. I think I'm right, because I know it's a bump up on your earnings.
You know, we were.
But the nice thing about annuities, it's tax deferred. You know, when you go in, you're not paying tax every year until you take it out. So it's tax deferred. It's compound interest. There's so many good things about it. You can take 10% a year out forever, you know, and it has good earnings. It's averaged about 10. It's not always 10, but the average is. So, you know, it's made good money, and everybody has renewed and stuck with them because it does pay so well.
Wow.
And if you die, you can get a check in 10 days.
That's fast.
Yeah. If the heirs need the cash, all they have to do is send in the proper paperwork, and they can get paid immediately. They don't have to take a payout. Some insurance companies make you take a 5-year payout. With this company, you do not have to take a payout.
Really?
No.
Wow. I mean, this is, you know, we talk all the time about how annuities have kind of been the unsung hero for a long time, and how they constantly get better and better and better, and it's just, and then all of a sudden they have this bump up, and it's just like, here's just one more thing that makes annuities even more attractive and make people even more money. It's just amazing how they just go so, I guess, below the radar, but they're just so profitable for people, and they just keep improving.
And they're solid. That's what I love about annuities. It's not, you don't have the ups and downs. Like, the stock market went way up the other day, and then it just pancaked and came back down. Any little thing sends it to a shivering.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes down. Even though it went up, it's not guaranteed. It doesn't lock it in when it goes up. If it did, it'd be a great deal. But it doesn't lock it in. It can go back down, and you can lose it the next day or the next week. And it isn't that way with an annuity. When you get your earnings, it locks it in once a year, and it doesn't go anywhere. So then the next year you start over, and your earnings for the year before are right there, already there. So it's wonderful the way an annuity works. And, you know, you can have a joint annuity. You can have an IRA, a Roth, you know, all kinds of deals. You can have an account with your wife. And then you can start taking out of one annuity, let the other annuities grow. You don't have to take it out of all the annuities every year. Pick one, take it out of that, and let that other one be growing tax deferred, and it'll grow a lot faster.
Is there?
So that's what everybody loves about annuities.
Is there a maximum that you could? Okay, so here's what I'm going with this. If say like a parent wanted to start an annuity, like some kind of investment with annuities for their kids to get them, you know, set up. And if they started something for the kids when the kids were, say, I don't know, I'm just making numbers up here, like 20, and they had this annuity, how long could they leave it going before they had to take it out? Is there a maximum? Or
no, you can leave it in forever. But if you want to take it out, let's say for college, maybe you're going to start taking it out in 8 years or 10 years. And it'll be there for you. And you can take so much a year out for college. I've had several grandparents do that. Not the parents, but the grandparents set it up for their grandchildren for college.
Wow. So,
and the difference between that and, let's say, life settlements. Life settlements has a higher return, but it's for right now. It's, you know, you can grow your money and grow your money. And then when you get to a certain age, you're going to want to switch probably to annuities and take those payouts.
Wow.
But if you're younger, you're going to want to do probably, if you're not retirement age, you're going to want to do the life settlement because of the profit picture.
Yeah, it's larger profits. But the only thing with a life settlement is that you don't know. You know, annuities, you can pretty much put it on a calendar and know, okay, here's take it out day, here's, you know, when things were due, here's, you know, it's all calendar based, and so you can count on it as a reliable date with a life settlement. you really can't.
With a life settlement, it says 2 years. It may go three. It may go two and a half. Or it might come in early. You don't ever know. But your profit is guaranteed. You know that when you do one, whatever it says, that's how much you'll get. So you know you're going to get it, but you might not get it in the second year. You might get it in the first year, or you might get it in the third year. So, but the profit is outstanding, you know, once you get started, and you have several policies to choose from.
Yeah, it's really just a waiting game, I would imagine. Is that?
That's right.
Okay.
And we go by the doctor's reports. We go by the life expectancy reports. And, you know, if it says this woman's had breast cancer for 2 years, we're looking to see if it's metastasizing her ribs, in her lower extremities. If it's stage four, we're interested. We're not going to be interested if it's stage one or stage two.
Yeah.
They've got to be, you know, short term. And then the premium has got to be low.
Yeah.
We watch that premium like a hawk. We didn't used to, but we do now. We watch it like a hawk. And we won't buy a policy if the premium is over a certain amount.
Yeah. So when people see the ads on TV where the people are traveling all over the place and you know, playing with kids and all that, those are not the type. Those types of policies that other companies are buying, those really are more, I guess, long-term or I don't know. But you're looking for very specific policies because you're looking for a faster turnaround.
We're looking for a faster turnaround.
Yeah.
We don't want something that's 5 years or 12 years. We've already been there.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that again. We want something that's short-term that we know is going to come due, that people will get their money.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about earlier, we had $5 million this month, plus the Brown policy, which is $1 million, which was just put in their bank account. Then we've got the $250,000 that hadn't paid yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes a big difference as to how much money is coming in.
I was going to ask you about that one because I think we were talking about it last week and we were saying that you were having trouble getting the certificate and then there was a delay, but it sounds like this week you got it and it's already taken care of. Is that the
right.
same policy?
Brown is already in the bank.
Yeah.
As of Thursday, it was in the bank.
Wow.
So people could see it and know that they have it. And it's been added to their bank account. This other one has not been added yet. We don't even have the death certificate yet.
Well, that Brown policy, that was quick. I mean, it seems like...
No, the Brown policy was the long one.
I know, but...
It's the one that took so long.
But it's like you were talking about it last week, and it's like, oh, it's taking a long time.
Oh, yeah,
then,
it's
boom.
Quick as far as that part.
Yeah. And then I was like, not only did it get resolved, but it got resolved in a hurry, and it went from, yeah, it's kind of delayed, to all of a sudden, now it's been in the bank. So it was long to begin with, but it was a quick resolution, I guess. So I wasn't expecting you to you know, mention that had already hit the bank this week. So, neat.
Yeah, we finally got that in. I know everybody was glad because they were calling and sending notes.
Yeah.
Saying, Faye, where's the money?
Don't worry. It's coming from a life insurance company. It will be there. We promise. There's not
they
a guy.
Will pay. You will get paid.
Yeah.
It's just there was a delay.
Yeah. You don't have
and
to worry about it.
ReliStar, they delayed it even more.
I know it. It's like two delays. Who would have imagined? And then it's like, I'm sure people are probably, you know, thinking to themselves, you know, gosh, you know, did somebody, you know, take it and go off to, you know, Saudi Arabia and buy jets and you know, build a mansion and, you know, no. It's coming from a life insurance company. That's not even a thing. I mean, it's all very highly regulated. It's all very streamlined. There's a process. There's, you know, government
rules. And remember,
rules.
We use the trustee.
Yeah.
To ensure that everything's always all right.
Yeah.
The trustee's in charge. The checks come to the trustee at Nevada Trust. They put it in your account. We tell them how much goes in each account. Oh, and the interest. Remember, we got that extra interest on Brown.
Oh,
you asked
yeah.
me the other day how much it was. It looked like most of them got $742 additional interest in addition to what they made.
Nice. So the delay, they got paid for the delay. That's
they
cool.
did. So I always tell people if the insurance company delays it, they will pay you for the delay.
Wow. Well, I'm sure that that probably all of a sudden turns a frown upside down.
It does, because an extra $700 is quite a bit.
Yeah, it is.
That you weren't expecting, in addition to what you made.
Yeah.
But everybody made, as I said, a little over 28%, 28 something.
Wow.
So that all that went in their account, plus the $742.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden, I'm sure those nervous calls from people turned into, hey, thanks, this is cool. So
that's right.
Yeah, nice.
And they usually do say thank you, when they get the check.
I bet they
do. They're glad. And we're glad.
I'm sure you've never had anybody call and complain and say, hey, why do I have an extra $700 in my account?
Oh, no. When we send them out the email, we say, this is how much you made. You made 28, whatever it was, plus an additional interest of 742. So we explain how much they got altogether.
Nice. Nice. So everybody has a breakdown so they don't have to think, oh, wow, this is, somebody's made
right.
a mistake. No, you got extra money and everybody's happy. So
that's right.
For annuities, you said you had some new people come over, new clients, new investors.
Yes, quite a few. Uh-huh.
Do they have a reason? Okay, so when somebody comes over, I know sometimes we've talked in the past, and it's probably been a while since we've talked about it, but is there something that happens? Like, are they, at a retirement?
They're retiring.
Okay.
And all these people are calling me when they're starting to retire, because they're going to have a lump sum of money. They're going to have $300,000, $1 million, $500,000, something in between. And they call me and say, we've been listening to you for years. We'd like to roll this over to you out of our company, a 401k. So then I say, okay, let's get it set up. So they come over to the office. We get the paperwork done, even though the money's not here yet.
Mm.
We may have to wait a month or 3 weeks or whatever for the money. So we get it started, we get the annuity set up, and then all we have to do is fund them when the money comes.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah, so it's pretty neat the way it works. We send it in to the insurance company. We tell them this is how much approximately this couple's going to have. They're retiring. Here's what it looks like the IRA is going to be. And then we're going to do a joint account. This is how much it's going to go in there. And then it's ready, and they check all of our paperwork, everything, and then they let us know that it's set. All they're waiting on then is the premium.
Wow.
So when the premium comes in, then they issue the policy. It only takes a day to issue then.
Hmm. I didn't realize that there was so much preliminary work that could be done ahead of time. So
there's
all you have
a
to
lot
do
of preliminary work.
Yeah.
Whatever day we date it, we have 90 days to fund it.
Oh,
once
wow.
Once we've signed the contracts, they'll give us 90 days.
Oh, my word. So it's not like there's a, like, oh, you got 7 days to fill this.
No.
Wow.
Because they know that we've already told them. We give them a note and say, this person has not retired yet, but this is the day of retirement, and this is how much they think they're going to get in retirement. So we give them a heads up on everything.
Wow.
And we tell them how much is going in each policy, like, their IRA and their joint account, whatever they have. We may have two IRAs. We may have a husband's IRA and a wife's IRA. They're both retiring. So we send that in, and they get everything ready preliminary. And then when both of their IRAs show up, all they do is put the money in the annuity, and they get their bonus right then. They add that in, and they're ready to go.
Wow. So people, if somebody's like, 2-3 months, out from retirement, they can get all this set up. And then when they get their stuff, just boom, drop it in and they're ready to go.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
So we've already prepared them. And lots of times people will say, send me out all the details, before I meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we'll write a little memo and say, this is what all you're going to get. This is what it will do, And we tell them everything that we think is, pertinent to this case.
Yeah.
We'll say, okay, this is how long it's going to be. Here's what, if you take it out early, somebody asked me that the other day. Said, well, if I had an emergency and had to take it out, and I said, the sliding scale. starts at 10%, 9%, 8%, you know, on down the line, is a penalty if you took it all out. As long as you're just taking 10% a year, there's never a penalty. So wow. That lots of times they need to know that. And I've never had anybody have an emergency and had to take it out.
Hmm. And so that's people that are you know, like fixing to retire. But when people are setting up something for, like, the grandkids or something for college, they can just start at any time, just come over and boom.
All they do is come and write a check.
Okay.
You know,
well,
we take
easy.
Personal checks from all of our clients.
All right. Well, neat.
And so they just write a check, and they say, okay, here's for Timmy and Nancy and Joan.
Yeah.
And so we set those up for their college. And so then it will grow for the next 8 years or 10 years, depending on the age of the children. So then they can take so much a year out to fund their college.
Wow. That's brilliant. That's a genius idea.
And it could be one of those deals where they're going to have to take it all if it's a big deal. And so if it's a 10-year policy, it's grown for 10 years. So they've got a substantial amount for college in a lump sum if they need it.
You know, you hear people all the time use the phrase, you know, we got to start saving for the kids' college fund. And with, I guess if you were to start an annuity, you just let it do it itself. And so you don't have to, you know, change your lifestyle.
You don't have to be brilliant to do it. You just put it in and let it make the money for you. You know, it's not like if you're in the stock market, you've got to watch that son of a gun every day because you might lose it all, you know. And there's been so many people, I read about it every day, you know, 5 or 10 cases where they made a big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, and when they did, they lost their money. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to work all your life and then lose it on a bet. You know,
and that's what it is.
Don't do these betting deals, you know.
Yeah.
Don't take that great big leap of where you don't know it, you don't know what you're doing, and those coins sometimes disappear on you.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy the other day, and I don't exactly know how it works, but he had it in his wallet, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he loses that, and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like it never happened.
Nope, and you don't get it back. It's not like you can hit a reset button or a back button.
There's no way to get it back.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're taking a huge risk. And if you're in the stock market, you better know what you're doing. You need to be sophisticated. And in fact, it asks you lots of times when you sign up, how long have you been doing stocks? And do you understand the way they work? And sometimes people say they do when they don't. And then if they have a big loss, you've got to cover the loss and get out.
Yeah, cut your losses while you can. It's almost like going to the horse track. I mean, you know, it's kind of
like going to Vegas.
It's a lot like going to Vegas, except without all the blinky lights and all the excitement.
That's right. And you're putting so much on each deal and hope that you're going to hit the big load.
Yeah, and people rarely do, you know.
They rarely get rich in the stock market.
I'm shocked at the amount of stories that you tell me where people have been investing in the stock market for years and years and years, and they think, oh, wow, we've had all these gains, and then they go to look at their portfolio, and they haven't really made anything.
Because they've had all the losses up and down.
Yeah.
And as I tell that story about that one guy, that it was, you know, one point something, I think 1.7 after all those years is what the average was.
Oh.
And he didn't know it.
Yeah,
he thought he was doing so good, but he wasn't paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know what they're looking for.
Mm-mm.
They don't understand it. They don't know how to read a stock market that's in the paper every day.
Yeah. And
they're just guessing.
They are, and they go about their life, and they think, you know, somebody's handling it, and they think that they're okay, and, you know, it's just like they don't always consider the downs, you know, have kind of evened out the ups, and so when it's all said and done, a lot of times people end up with something that's flat, and so, you know, they think it's exciting, and they're doing all this great things, but, you know, they're really not, and so you know, I think probably we're in a place where you've had probably some people come over lately who have said, you know, it's getting closer to retirement. I really need to start being a little bit more conservative with my portfolio so that in case something bottoms out or something pancakes or something goes wrong, we have all of our investments in a conservative type of an investment and we don't lose our principal. And not only do they not lose it, but they're growing it as well. And, you know, both
annuities. A lot of people invest in oil wells.
Oh, yeah.
And I've talked to some fellas that invested. They said, Faye, it's the greatest risk on earth.
Yeah.
As to whether we're going to strike oil.
Yeah.
He said, and if we don't, the people lose it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, you know, and then we had the big deal out there where these people told them they'd bought all this salt stuff.
Oh,
you know, for the wells.
Yeah.
And they didn't really.
No.
I mean, you know, you've got to be kind of careful in the oil and gas business.
Yeah. Well, it gets exciting. You know, people, you know, are juiced up and it's like, you know, hey, there's all these reserves and there's all these, you know, oil. And it's like it's not automatic. It's not just because we're going to drill a hole here doesn't mean we're going to, you know, have any money coming out. And so, I mean, it can be tempting. And it's exciting, but sometimes it's more of a miss than it is a hit. So, you know, I guess, yeah, when it comes to being conservative and growing your money in any kind of economic scenario, both life settlements or annuities, both conservative way to go. Protect your principal, grow your money in a safe way. And that's what it's all about. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com, and it tells the whole story of investing. It tells you about life settlements. It tells you about annuities and how to do it and how it works. So all that's in there.
Yeah, tons of. I mean, there's so much information that we can't even go over on Saturdays. It's just, it's loaded with stuff. So if people want to, you know, read all about it, there is a ton of things in there. So every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
I want to talk about Graham, Texas.
Oh, cool.
Graham, Texas. It was settled in 1871.
Nice.
These two brothers came out. Gustavus and Edwin Graham, and they started the Texas Immigration and Land Company. They were from Louisville, Kentucky. They moved to Texas after the Civil War, and they bought 125,000 acres.
Oh, my word.
I still don't know how, even back then, you could buy 125,000 acres.
Good Lord, you try to do that now.
I mean, you know, and the year that it was settled, the Warren wagon train raid occurred about 12 miles north of the city. And then in 1872, the brothers purchased a salt works. And that's when they established the town of Graham. And they set up the Graham Land Office. Well, it was not profitable. Salt was too expensive. You couldn't ship it. And so then they began to promote the sale of home sites and civic improvements. They opened a post office in 1873, and then they started a newspaper, the Graham Leader. In 1876, it is still in business today.
What? Really?
Can you imagine? 1876.
Wow.
And the first contemporary courthouse was built, and years later, they had a grist mill, a sawmill, a cotton gin, and a brick kiln. And they had two hotels and several stores.
Oh, my word.
And then in 1877, they organized the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association. I thought it started in the 50s. I didn't know it started in 1877. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I thought it was, well, you know, I'd always heard that everybody belonged to the Cattlemen's Association if you had, you know, land and cattle.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was started, you know, that far back.
I had no idea either. Wow.
And Mr. Graham married Addie Mae Kuttner in 1865. They had five kids. And they divided their time between Texas and back north. But in 1879, they moved permanently to Graham. And they lived there until he died. And it went to Washington, Spokane, but he came back to be buried. And his wife started this home for the aged called Eden Home for the Aged. And they were great philanthropists. And so they gave all this money to set up the Graham Foundation for the town. And it was growing slowly until 1917. Then they discovered oil.
Oh.
And so it just kept, you know, getting bigger and bigger. And they had 17 churches.
What?
How many? I can't understand that. I've thought and thought about it. How can you have 17 churches? We don't have that many religions.
No.
I can't imagine.
There couldn't have been that many
people.
Seven
schools, a hospital, a radio station, two libraries, and two newspapers.
Wow.
And I just, you know, I can't understand it. But, it was a wonderful little town, and there's a lot of famous people that are from Graham. It's an amazing story. Owen Bagot, who was with B-24 World War II, he was a crew member. Rex Bound, who is a bassett for the heavy metal Pantera, he's from there.
Really?
Bob Estes, the golfer, the four-time winner on the PGA Tour, he's from there. Sonny Gibbs, former NFL quarterback's from there.
Really?
Bob Lilly, who was with the Dallas Cowboys all those years, he lived in Graham after he retired.
Wow.
And William McFarland, U.S. Congressman from 1933 to 39, he's from there. And then Robert McFarland, National Security Advisor to Ronald Reagan, is from there.
Oh, my word.
And then Dean Smith, the 1952 Olympic gold medalist, is from there.
Good Lord.
Notable people, all from Graham, Texas.
Wow.
I just can't imagine.
There must be something in the water, I guess.
It must be the water.
Yeah.
And I looked it all up, and the nationalities of the people live there. A lot of different nationalities live there.
Really?
Even Asian. And I would not think about Asian people way down in Graham. You know, Dallas or Fort Worth or, you know, Amarillo maybe.
Sure.
But a lot of Asian people settle there too.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I mean, you say things like that, seven schools and 17 churches. Were there enough? I mean, is there enough people to fill those? I mean,
that's what I'm wondering too, because it's a small town, folks.
Yeah.
It's not a big place. You know?
I mean, I don't know how to say that nicely, but, you know, do they need that many? I didn't know.
At one time, they had 8,716 people.
Wow.
8,000.
I mean, well, okay. What?
But it's declined some. But 1966, they had 17 churches.
Jeez.
A radio station, even. Two libraries. I mean, I've never known anybody with two libraries
no.
in a small town.
I mean, sometimes you're lucky if you have one at this point.
I know, and to get the books to fill it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have to make a lot of donations to get the library up and running.
Yeah.
And then they had the one courthouse, and then they moved and had the other courthouse. And then they had that Indian raid on that one place, you know, years ago. I mean, you know.
Oh, my word.
And the railroads came, and then the Rock Island sold its line to the Texas Export Railroad, and it was abandoned.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't understand. They began railroad service in 1903.
Really?
The Chicago Rock Island in Texas.
Huh.
And then they extended the line to Graham. And then they abandoned in 1954. Then the Rock Island sold its, and they abandoned that. So they had two railroads, and they abandoned both of them.
It didn't work no matter what. They abandoned both railroads, but yet they have 17 schools.
Yeah. And 17 churches.
Churches, and then two libraries. And I just
Yeah. A radio station, three parks, and two newspapers. And that one has been in business all these years.
I can't believe. Well, the newspaper, what, started in 1876, I think you said, and it's still in business?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I mean.
Yeah, it's still in business. It's just an amazing deal.
Yeah.
That it started so many years ago, and it's still going today.
I wonder if a lot of the maybe original buildings are still there, because I would love to see that. It's just, I mean, I don't know. They may have been.
There's an old picture of it from 1915, and it shows all these cars parked at all these businesses. They had lots of cars back then.
Wow.
Just, you know, I mean, in 1915, you can imagine what the cars looked like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm kind of, I don't know. It seems this might be on one of the places to go just to kind of see what it is, because it's kind of interesting. I mean, I didn't realize. I mean, going from all the different things that they tried, like even starting with salt and ending up where they are now, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of neat to see the different evolutions and how the town has grown. And I don't know.
And of course, the Grahams, you know, went to Spokane, Washington, but they wanted their body brought back to Graham for burial.
Yeah.
And, you know, his wife moved back to Graham, and she's a great philanthropist, and she set up the Graham Foundation to fund the city's growth and improvements.
Wow. That's just.
And then she started the Home for the Aged.
It's just like they added, you know, one thing. And it seems like every year or about every year, there was something new, and it was a big something new. It wasn't just, you know.
And it's just amazing, you know, all the things they did with their money.
Yeah. And did it fast, too. That's the other thing, is they did it so quickly. I don't know. And you said, what, they're originally from, what, Kentucky? And they,
yeah, they were originally from Kentucky.
Moved down after the Civil War. Wow. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool to think they did all this, you know, and started all these businesses. And one thing didn't work, the other, but these guys became very wealthy. You know, they had the land company. And 125,000 acres. How do you get that?
I don't know. That's a lot of land. I don't know what that would have run them back then, but boy, oh boy, it had to have been pricey. I mean, even back then, it had to have been expensive.
Had a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They had to have been loaded beyond belief.
And they called it the Graham Leader. And it was the same year the first temporary courthouse was built.
And then they built the other one.
Yeah, they built the other one. And, of course, Texas and Cattlemen's Association, I did not have any idea that it started in 1877. I always thought, you know, the farmers and ranchers started, I thought, in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know exactly when, but I certainly didn't think it was, you know, that far back, not even close. So I don't know.
And the post office opened in 1873.
Wow.
And, wow, you know, they had two hotels. Can you imagine?
So,
1800s, and he's had two hotels.
Were all that
I don't
many,
know who was staying there.
I don't know.
Maybe it was the cattleman. That's the only thing I can figure out.
And somebody had to have been, I mean, it had to have been a popular place at some point for something somewhere along the way. To have all these buildings, hotels, libraries, schools. I mean, it had to have been, you know, maybe it was the place to be or something. I don't know. But I'd love to go see it. I'd love to go back and just kind of like, now that we kind of know. I like when you pick these kind of like odd places and then find out all the neat things, like all the people that are from there. I didn't realize Bob Lilly was from there. I had no idea. Wow.
And it amazed me that this golfer, famous golfer's from there. I mean, the senator was from there. The guy that worked for Ronald Reagan as president, he's from there.
Yeah. Cool. This is, I see a weekend trip coming up. Maybe it might even be this weekend. It's not too late to head out.
Now, did you notice it never mentioned restaurants? Out of everything that it talked about. It never said if they had one restaurant or five.
Well,
it just doesn't tell you.
Pack some sandwiches and here we go.
That's right.
Let's find out. Wow. Neat.
And this they also have a little college there.
Oh, see, now that's cool, too. It's like, you know, it's almost like it's this step back in time, little self-contained little community that you would never think would go that far back. And then here it is. Except for maybe the food.
In 2010, the North Central Texas College was established. Now, let me tell you what they offer.
Yeah.
Vocational nursing, oil and gas production technology.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. See, that's cool. That's appropriate. Is that the right word?
It is appropriate. Oil and gas production, a health certificate, and continuing education. And they have a partnership with dual credits for high school seniors and juniors.
And that started, what, 2010?
Yeah. And it has a drive-in theater.
Yeah, now we're talking.
A drive-in theater.
That's cool.
And the town square is the largest of any in the country.
Wow, really? I wouldn't expect anything to be large in Graham, Texas.
That's right. I mean, now to them, the town square is physically, they said, the largest of any in the country.
Wow. Wow. I see, now I got to go. Now I'm intrigued. Now I'm just interested. I just want to see it now.
And they did a mural on the courthouse depicting the arrival of the Graham brothers.
Wow. Cool.
A mural on the courthouse. I've never heard of that in my life.
Me either. How neat. That is awesome. This is a great place. I got to go see it.
It is. And they have a little municipal airport.
Oh, wow.
And it has two paved runways.
They got
two
everything.
Paved runways with the cattle. I can see it now. You got to wait for the cattle to cross to go through it.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
The cattle will go on by, and then you can get your plane airborne.
I've never seen a runway with a cow crossing sign, but I bet they do.
You know, I have landed on some old places, and we did have to wait.
Oh my.
And that's why I thought of it. It said, give us a minute here, you know. It wasn't fenced off. It was just an old runway, you know, an old airport.
Wow. How cool. Oh, my word. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I think I'm fixing to hit the road for a last-minute road trip right now. So.
That's right. This would be a wonderful place to go.
Yeah, it would. All right.
I don't know about the restaurants. I'm a little worried. They never mentioned that they have one restaurant.
Well,
but they've got 17 churches, and I just can't imagine that.
I mean, if they got all this other stuff, you would think that they would have some place to eat. I mean,
but they don't mention it and everything about them. They don't talk about, you know, well, we've got, you know, a pie at this place and, you know, breakfast over here. And,
yeah,
you know, but they have a drive-in theater, so they've got to have food.
That's what's important. Oh, wow.
It is important.
All right. So before we wrap with the life settlement, there are two risks. What's the first one that people need to know?
The first risk is it could go over and you'd have to pay premiums. And we address that in every contract. You know in advance what it would cost you if it goes over. So we have to tell you that. The second risk is it is not liquid until it matures. And I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Then you must be accredited to do this. You must be worth $1 million or make $200,000 a year. And $1 million does not include your house.
Okay. And as we heard earlier, the setup process is very simple. It's very fast. It's quick. All people need to do is just really make an appointment, come in and talk to you. And I assume you closed on Monday for Labor Day. But other than that, it's
we will
business.
Be closed for Labor Day. We'll
business.
Probably be talking to the animals.
So one last time, what's your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.